Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The draft being 3 weeks away, has the reality kind of set in that this is going to happen within a matter of 3 weeks? Matthew first.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Fun times. Everything goes by super fast. I feel like, you know, you get, you know, more and more closer and it feels more real, but you got to take it one step at a time, day by day, and just enjoy the process.
Yeah, just like Matthew said, I think taking it one step at a time has been something I've done. I think this year in general for me kind of flew by, but you know, just trying to enjoy every moment.
For Michael, just wondering if you could clarify how much center you played this year as opposed to previous years in the O and how that would have changed your game.
Yeah, you know, coming to the OHL, I primarily did play winger my first 2 years. I think ultimately I want to make that jump back to center, and I think you know, it helped my confidence level a lot. I just feel a lot more comfortable down the middle, got a lot more puck touches, just carrying the play on my stick more is, yeah, definitely something that helped me. So,
hey Matthew, just Jim Waters, obviously,
yeah,
somebody that would probably be smiling down on you today. Just how impactful was he and what are you going to remember most about him?
Yeah, obviously I've been through a lot, lost my billet mom, lost my mom, and lost Jim Water, all people that were really important in my life. Yeah, my first year I got drafted to Erie. They made it super special for me. Meeting Jim Waters and Sheila Waters, they welcomed me in right away, and my parents felt really good leaving me, you know, 2.5 hours away from home. First time I lived away from home and played hockey away from home. So they made it a lot easier of a transition for me, and, you know, I miss Jim a lot, but I know he's looking down on me.
Matthew, How difficult was it to endure rehabbing and not being with the team, like not being on the ice for all that time? And how do you feel now, and how eager are you to get back on the ice?
Yeah, you know, a hockey player always loves playing hockey, doesn't like, you know, watching and not being able to do a lot of things. I've been through a lot in my life, and I'd rather an injury than losing someone I love. I mean, there's a lot worse things that can happen than injuries, and I'm pretty positive with my mindset, and I'm driven to want to come back. So yeah, obviously injuries are not fun, but I'm driven to get better and come back even stronger.
How are you?
I'm fully healed. I won't be doing bench press and pull-ups just because I haven't been doing that, but I'm fully healed.
Yeah, Michael. Hey. How do you feel your game can quickly translate to the NHL? Do you feel like, you know, this is a league you could possibly play in next season? And would you see yourself at center and wing in the NHL?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I think for me, I feel like I am ready to make that jump next year. That's ultimately my goal, to make the NHL next year. And, you know, I think gaining that center experience that I had this year definitely helped my game. And, you know, just trying to become that more, you know, reliable 200-foot player defensively as well. So, you know, overall, I am ready to make that next step, yeah.
I was wondering if you could characterize, you know, your meetings with the Islanders this week and your general impressions of that organization specifically.
Yeah, no, I had a great interview with them on Monday, and then last night went out to dinner with them. So overall, I had a lot of fun meeting them, and yeah, great organization. They got a lot of great players on that team, great young core coming up. So yeah, nothing but good things to say about them.
Just for both of you guys, I'm sure you've been asked this question before, but for Matthew and Michael, who is the NHL player you most compare yourself to? I'm curious both your answers.
You want to go first? Yeah, I love watching Kale Makar, Heiskanen too, really smooth skating defenseman. I don't think there's a guy I really model my game after. I mean, I love watching Brandon Tanev on the PK block shots, kill penalties. I want to be that defenseman that can, play all over the ice, whatever the coaches need. If it's PK, PP, I just want to be that guy that goes out there and works as hard as I can.
Yeah, for me, it's Kirill Kaprizov and Kucherov, those two guys. I do know they are both wingers, but, I think what they do on the ice I can relate to in a lot of ways. The way they drive themselves offensively, their playmaking ability, just stuff when I watch them, I can hopefully see myself like in the future.
Michael, your older brother drafted by the Flames last year and a teammate, Zane Parekh, drafted by the Flames last year. As you've kind of navigated this process leading into the draft, how have you kind of leaned on both of those guys in terms of advice, inspiration, any kind of help you may have needed?
Yeah, no, first I'd say just my brother. Yeah, it's huge for me to have, someone so close to me in age and went through this whole process last year. So, yeah, he's been huge for me. It's just like my best guy off the ice and to lean on for advice. And, Zane's another one, played with him for 3 years now. And, he's taught me a lot of stuff in my OHL career. And, yeah, another great guy I can lean on. So it's been good.
Matthew, wondering what teams did you go out to dinner with, and what was your favorite thing about these dinners?
Yeah, I'm a talker. I love all these interviews and stuff. It keeps me busy, so I love meeting new people. I went out to dinner with the Islanders on Monday, and I went out with San Jose on Wednesday. So two great organizations, super easy. Got to know them over the week, so pretty easy going out with them. It's a good conversation. You just got to be yourself, so. It was really good.
Did you just have two dinners?
Yeah, okay. Just two dinners.
Are you jealous? Michael had four of them, so he had a lot more free meals.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Can't complain.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Mac, I just want one more question. Just what were your impression of the Sharks organization, meeting them?
Yeah, like I said, every team I met with and every organization has been top class. The NHL has no bad teams, and all the organizations are very high class. But, yeah, the Sharks were amazing. I got to meet Mike Greer over the season, and I got to meet their full staff yesterday. So we had a great time chatting. So it was a great dinner.
I'll sneak in a quick one for Matthew and ask you to talk about Michael's game. And then, Michael, yeah. I just wanted to ask you as well. A lot of people come into the O with a lot of pressure, but it's a different level when you're an exceptional status player. Looking back on it, do you feel like that pressure was a lot to deal with?
Yeah. Mies is a great player. Got the watch him growing up. I mean, he played a year older, so I didn't get to play against him much there, and then I got to play against him in the O quite a bit. So, yeah, he's a very smooth forward, can put the puck in the back of the net. His skating ability is really good. His hockey IQ is another one that's really off the charts. So, great player on and off the ice.
Thanks, bro. Well, can you repeat that second prize?
The O with exceptional status, that's an added layer of attention, et cetera. Looking back on it, do you feel like there was a lot of pressure on you at that time?
Yeah, I mean, since I think just applied for it, that whole process, there's been expectations pressure on me since I've entered the OHL. And, it's something I've had to, kind of just embrace and take in. But for me, it's more just focusing on the hockey and, how I can get better as a player and not so much worry about the outside noise.
Michael, can you talk just more about your move to center? I guess it was a plan, and it clearly something you wanted to do. Why was it important to you that you, have that versatility and take on a different, position?
Yeah, growing up in minor hockey, I was always primarily a center. And, like I said, my first 2 years, we had a number of good centers on Saginaw with, that are a lot older. So I had to, make that jump to wing. But coming back to this year, it's what I plan to do for my draft year is go back to center. And, like I said, ultimately, I just feel a lot more confident down the middle. That's, primarily where my roots are at. So, yeah.
Do you just like the,
additional responsibility, I guess, too?
Yeah. You know, I feel like I am involved in the play a lot more, not just offensively, but defensively, you know, being reliable. And, yeah, so it's been good for me.
Just a question for both of you. Teams can obviously watch you play and get a sense of your game, but they're here to get to know you guys as people. Is there something specifically that you hope that teams took away from who you are off the ice?
Yeah. You know, for me, I think the biggest rule I kind of lead myself by is just treat others the way you want to be treated. You know, going into interviews and dinners, I, you know, treat others the way kind of, you know, I want to be treated in return, and that's something I hold myself by, so...
I think just being yourself, they get to see you on the ice, just be the same person you are. You know, you meet people over the years, they like you for who you are, so just be your person that you are, and it's fun things.
Matthew, outside of just trying to get back into being able to play again, what did you kind of do the second half of the season?
Obviously lots of physio, trying to get back as soon as I could, but I wasn't able to help my team on the ice, so I tried to help them as much as I could off the ice, whether it was lineup reads, tagging them on the back. I was a big fan of the team and still part of the team, so I was happy I was able to travel with the team and do, you know, anything I could help them.
Hi, guys. Two-part here. Matthew, for you, whenever the Central Scouting Rankings came through, you were number one. What was that like for you to be injured and stay at the top of that list? And for Michael... what was it like for you to be pursuing that, and did that drive you to try to unseat him?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great players in the draft class. Meese is a great one. I think a lot of people, you know, I've only played 17 games. You know, why are you at the top of that list? And I think I played in those 17 games. I really showed, you know, I took it as opportunities, and I worked as hard as I could, and I left it all out there, where maybe if I didn't, it'd maybe be otherwise. But I think I really showed what I was capable of in the 17 games.
Yeah, like Shea said, there's a lot of great prospects in this draft, and you know, for me coming into this year, you know, I think I had a lot to prove to myself and to the world. So, you know, coming out of this year, I really just tried to leave everything on the ice and, you know, walk out here with no regrets.
How would each of you describe your experience in the last few days of the combine, and what's been the most surprising part about these last few days for each of you?
Yeah, it's super fun. You know, getting to see friends, getting to meet new teams, getting to see people you met throughout the season. So it's great to get to know, to meet people. You know, I met maybe some GMs, but maybe not the rest of their staff. So seeing what their team's about, you know, testing you on some things. So it's pretty cool to be there with your friends and working hard, competing, doing all the testing.
Yeah, same thing for me. You know, growing up with a lot of these guys, seeing familiar faces, it's been great throughout the week. And you know, coming in Monday, it's Friday now, with the whole thing kind of flew by a bit, but, you know, just tried to enjoy it, because, you know, this only really happens once, and, yeah, overall, just try to enjoy it.
And the most surprising thing about the week?
You know, I think probably some of the, you know, tougher questions. I mean, some teams do try to stump you a little bit. It's just something you got to be prepared for, so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like me said, you know, you can go to one interview and then the next interview they're really testing you, so you got to be on your game. But no, I think they really just get your mind going. They try to get in your head. But like I said, just be the same person you are.
Hi, guys. Further to that, for Matthew specifically, some teams are known to pick apart a player's game, showing clips, stuff like that. So did you get some of that? And has any of the interview process... changed how you view your readiness for the next level?
I mean, like I said, it was great meeting people. You know, you see what teams are interested in. I mean, like I said, they see you on the ice, they try to get to know you off the ice. I mean, every interview was good, and you learn a lot.
For this is a two-parter. So for Michael, is there something that teammates know about you that fans might not know?
You know, like on the ice or just like me as a person?
Off the ice. Yeah.
I'm pretty good at pool. I'm a good pool player. I got a pool table in my house, so me and my brother will play pretty competitively for that.
Who usually wins?
Him, to be honest. I've been trying to get better, though. He is pretty good, so.
And for Matthew, is there a area in your game that you think goes overlooked?
I think last year, Started off the season, I didn't get as many points as, you know, maybe I thought. It was more a defensive year for me. And then obviously this year coming in, I think people were talking about my offensive game, and I really showed in the Hlinka tournament. So, I think, you know, my offensive game really showed this year. And I think that was overlooked last year.
For both of you, and as friendly as you two seem to be, you got a thanks, bro, and you go first kind of thing. What would it mean to you, Matthew, if Michael went first in the draft and vice versa?
Yeah, Mies has done so many great things. Obviously, watching him this year, I was, you know, not playing as much, so I got to watch him a little bit more. But, you get to know him, great guy, on and off the ice. I mean, obviously you battle, but it's good competition. Off the ice, we're pretty close. We become really close. So, you know, it's happy to see. You want the best for them.
Yeah, same thing for me. You know, I've got to know Shea for the last couple of years. Seeing what he's done in hockey is pretty special. Representing so many Team Canada's as well. And, I think for both of us, ultimately, when the draft does come, whoever does, you know, end up there, it's going to be a happy feeling for both of us.
Yeah.
So, Michael, Matthew is very complimentary of you and what makes you special, so I'll throw it back to you. What makes him such an elite defenseman?
Yeah, I think, you know you're getting it from him every night. He's all over the ice, kind of reminds me of Zane in a way. Really good offensively, but then, you know, the best are good offensively, but, you know, are just as reliable defensively. And, I think when he does make that jump to the NHL, he's going to have no problem fitting in, so...
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.